You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Great to be back in the studio. I have been missing in action for a little while, as many of you know. But we're back, and today is Tuesday, which means that we are doing an installment of the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. He'll be on in just a moment. Later in the show, Brooks Kubik is coming on to talk to us about the most transformative sport in the world and why it is. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. But first, we'll get started right away with my good friend Rob Regish. How you doing, Rob?
Doing great, brother. It's going to be a great show today, and we are going to set fire to the rain with today's Blueprint Tip of the Day. It's going to help a whole lot of people, so you're going to want to be listening to that.
Okay, and we have lots of listener questions to answer, so let's just go ahead and get started. This first one comes from Dan Kachtik. Did I pronounce that right, you think?
Yeah, close enough.
Okay. He says, thanks, and the Blueprint Power Hour is my favorite show, and I like all of them. So that definitely is saying something. First question, Rob. Rob said I could get Makuna Bean from Sattva Herbs. I can't find the supplier. How is it spelled? So that's the first part of the question.
I'm not sure if I was mumbling here or what. There seems to be some confusion about what those terms are. It almost sounds like he's referring to a Vena Sativa, which does not contain Makuna, but I will get to the supplier in a second.
Oh, okay. I was going to say there is a supplier named Sabinsa.
Yes, Sabinsa is they're an excellent source of high-quality herbal, so you're right, that might be it.
Yeah.
But to clarify, Makuna is rich in L-DOPA and is used clinically in the treatment of Parkinson's. It's also known as red velvet bean, and it increases dopamine levels in the brain. You need to be careful, though, as too much dopamine can be problematic. Having said that, I'd recommend the following of quality, affordable Makuna products. Sabinsa is actually a raw material supplier.
Right. And Sabinsa is the company that came out first and standardized the Makuna for a high potency L-DOPA content.
Yeah, and if you've ever had the opportunity to read any of the literature that a company samples, because I do, I have ordered from them in the process of product research. They do an incredibly in-depth job on their stuff. So, when you see it as an ingredient in some of these formulas, just know it's quality stuff. The encapsulated product that I like best here is Now Foods Dopa Makuna. You get 90 caps of a 15% extract for just $10.99. I did some low-cost shopping for you over at smartpowders.com. I'm sure you could pick it up elsewhere, but it's a nice product for the following reasons. You can find bulk Makuna and maybe even some caps, an extract standardized up to 40%. But in practice, it's too easy, in my opinion, to screw up the dosing and get too much of a good thing. It is also a nasty powder, so unless you're capping these yourself, the lower percentage caps are an acceptable alternative, in my opinion, especially considering the asking price. So here's your bottom line. Consider using around 150 milligrams just prior to exercise or sleep, not to exceed 200 milligrams in any one day. It is also a potent GH releaser. It's not my favorite, but be aware it's some strong stuff.
Okay. It also has an effect on libido, for those of you who want to know about that. It'll increase your libido dramatically. But however, too high of a dose may make you let's say, finish sooner than you want to. So you got to have a little, you got to have a little serotonin in there as well. But anyway, okay, here's his second question. Maybe I missed the episode. But can you go over in detail the origins of Synthogen and exactly what it does that's unique?
Yeah, I'll try to run through this quick. Synthogen's origins go back almost 2 years, and a number of factors resulted in it being brought to market. The biggest one piece of information was a piece of information that I received from the past. A very generous customer of mine sent me some long-lost research done by Rick Bruner of Atletica fame. You may remember Atletica as the distributors of a product called Redibol. And some other supplements imported directly from Russia at the time. I realized Bruner had discovered some novel performance enhancement pathways through which certain supplements worked that had not been revisited since the mid-90s. His theories and products were a decade ahead of their time, so further investigation was warranted, I thought. You can best think of Synthogen like this. Picture a 10-mile stretch of road. At one end, you're at the starting line in your car, right? At the other end of the road lies muscle growth. Every mile of that road, though, there exists a traffic light representing some bodily requirement preventing you from moving forward. It may be cellular ATP levels being inadequate. It may be having a big enough pool of nucleotides around, or it may be that the bricks or the building blocks of muscle tissue are not available to make new muscle. In many people, these traffic lights are yellow or even red, slowing recovery and growth, or stopping it altogether. Synthogen, in effect, turns every traffic light green. It allows you to recover and grow faster than any other supplement on the market. And I know that's a big claim, but you're seeing the feedback on the boards, and you can put it to the test yourself. It's a new way of doing business, and it benchmarks an all-new category of supplementation. In terms of what makes it unique, it juices all three steps of the muscle growth equation. You've heard me say it before. It's always a three-step process. Stimulate, recover, grow. In particular, Synthogen vastly accelerates step two, recovery. When that's true, you're going to grow faster. Here's how it works. Your muscles are powered by chemical energy, right? When you exhaust that chemical energy through hard training, it triggers a survival response at a cellular level. Your body builds even more chemical energy into your muscles in case you have to perform the same exhausting exercise again. But regenerating and building upon those stores isn't easy for the body, and it takes time. Synthogen accelerates that process by very quickly, replenishing more of that cellular and chemical energy than you otherwise could without it, for the simple reason that the amount of ATP, beta-alanine, orotic acid, purine, and pyrimidine nucleotides in Synthogen simply aren't present in whole foods. So the faster this exhaust rebuild process occurs, the more those chemical stores stack up significantly, resulting in your muscles getting larger. And it's worth noting that accelerating that process can't be accomplished by any one ingredient. For example, if you look at protein synthesis, if cellular ATP is low, if one essential amino acid is missing, if there's insufficient messenger RNA available, it doesn't happen. Creatine alone can't accomplish this. Beta-alanine can't, nor can prohormones, by the way. Only a comprehensive targeted formula can accelerate it. I know people are skeptical, and I would only ask this. Reach out to anyone who's used just one bottle. Put it this way. A local Metrex distributor ordered a single bottle recently after he heard the buzz around it. He came back a week later to order more, a lot more. That's about as high a compliment as I thought I could get on it.
Okay. All right, this is his third question. He says, what is Stallone doing? He's talking about Sly Stallone. I mean, Arnold looks good. And Stallone still looks great. Good plastic surgery or lots of GH? I think I know the answer to this question, too, but go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think it's Synthogen in this case. But there's no question GH is playing a role here. We found that out when he got snagged, I think it was, by Australian Customs. However, there's a lot more that's going on than meets the eye. So here's how I see it. Schwarzenegger elected to seek further fame and fortune through public office. He was real busy with a wife, girlfriends, and family. That's two or more women to keep happy.
And a housekeeper. Oh, wait, that was his girlfriend. I'm sorry.
Right. Two Valentine's days, two Christmas. It adds up fast. More women equals more cortisol, though. Undoubtedly, that played a role, along with him trying to keep California from slipping into the Pacific Ocean. More than anything, though, I think this is your answer. You can't show up for a movie shoot looking like a candle that's melted, right? You can, however, hide that in a monkey suit sitting in the governor's office. If I had to guess, Arnold would have stayed closer to his roots if he had to do it all over again. That's just my two cents.
I don't think he would have, and I got to tell you the truth. I think that Arnold used bodybuilding to get him to a certain point, and then from there, he abandoned bodybuilding. I mean, he exploits bodybuilding. He puts on one of the largest venues where bodybuilders assemble, probably bigger than the Olympia now. But by and large, he's not a devotee of physical culture. He doesn't look like he trains at all anymore. In fact, he looks terrible. And this guy is right for pointing this out. Dan is right. Stallone follows the anti-aging protocol that we talk about on this show. I know this for a fact. Stallone eats paleo, okay? He doesn't call it paleo, but he avoids sugars and carbohydrates. I'm talking about simple carbs and starches at all costs. And he is on a multi-hormone protocol. It's not just GH. He's on testosterone. He's on everything. He is like the theme. He's like Suzanne Summers is for the women.
I think even more important than that, your point is well taken, but I think the most important thing to take away from it is this. Stallone has a reason to look good.
To continue
to look
good.
He's a movie star.
Yeah.
Schwarzenegger at this point in his career doesn't. So if you're interested in looking good, make sure you have a reason to look good.
That's a good point. A really good point.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. We went just a tad long. Let's go ahead and take our break. When we come back, we've got a question from Jordan Franz. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally, but now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle building fat burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, Formax. Old school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a four-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. Formax changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old four-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get Formax. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Formax banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30 gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
Get stronger, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Come on. Now, come on now. There it is. Okay, thank you. Just a quick announcement. Age Force has introduced a new patch. Yes, they have. This is a B-complex patch. Remember, they had the vitamin B12 patch, which was hydroxy B12. Well, now they've added the rest of the important B vitamins. And this by far is the most advanced B-complex out there. First of all, because it's delivered right into the bloodstream. But secondly, it uses hydroxy B12. It uses methyl B6, and it uses the new form P5P, form of folic acid. Vitamin B6. I got it all confused. Anyway, just go to superhumanradio.com, click the Age Force banner ad to learn more about this very, very advanced B-complex patch, and my audience gets a buy one, get one free for a limited time, so check it out. I think you'll like it. Okay. Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour, and our next question comes from an avid listener to the show, and that's Jordan Franz. Jordan says, with respect to varying rep and set ranges, how much does it even matter so long as progress on a new PR is made? In other words, if you plan on doing 5 sets of a specific exercise, but progress from your last workout comes as early as the 3rd set. Are those 2 extra sets even needed? That's a good question.
Yeah, Jordan, yeah, it's good to hear from Dr. Inspiration again. And I know we're going to have him on in a future episode.
Yes.
Where people can learn why. But to answer his question, I think what we're really talking about here is training economy while preserving a certain level of mechanical work that's needed for growth. In doing so without this dreaded plateau occurring due to our old nemesis, accommodation. The best solution here, in my opinion, is what's known as the double progression method. Virtually every productive strength training system out there known to man is based around this method. Whether you're working with dumbbells, machines, body weight, kettlebells, the basic principle remains the same. You work at a fixed level of intensity until you can handle a target level of volume. Then you jack up the resistance and start over. You progress by first increasing the volume, and then you progress by increasing the intensity, hence the term double progression. Can't say that today. In practical terms, this forces you to cycle rep ranges due to the intensity increase. So let's look at an example. If you're working with five sets of five template, you'll eventually reach a point where you can no longer up the resistance to accomplish all 5 sets of 5. This is due to sticking, in my opinion, with the same rep range for too long, and advanced athletes adapt in as quickly as 6 workouts. Just prior to hitting this wall, and it takes a little bit of body wisdom, but just you want to stay 1 step ahead. Increase the weight such that you're able to perform just 3 sets of 3 reps, given the same rest intervals, which is very important to keep those consistent. Thereafter, building up to 3 sets of 5 reps with that new weight, and then striving to complete the process by building up to the full five sets of five with the heavier load is the ticket to Gainesville. Presto. You just got a new PR, and in the process, preserved the necessary volume or mechanical work that's necessary to grow muscle at a much greater intensity threshold to stimulate more muscle growth. Double progression is the ticket. It's really something that people need to revisit if they haven't in a while.
Very
Jordan,
good.
I hope that helps, brother.
Okay, the next question comes from Thomas Penser. He says, I know you addressed this in a private email, but I'll ask it again for the show. What adaptogens are best for mental, emotional stress, i.e. school finals, attending a court case, etc.?
This is a great question. It's important to remember, though, that most adaptogens don't exert an acute or an immediate effect. They work best over time. However, there is one exception to that rule. Rhodiola rosea, otherwise known as Arctic root, sometimes golden root.
Tastes like cinnamon.
It does. It depends what strain you get, though, because I'll tell you, Rhodiola crenulata is a whole different ballgame. But to review, rhodiola is effective for improving mood and alleviating depression. They've done pilot studies on human subjects showing that it improves physical and mental performance, and it may reduce fatigue. The effects seem to be mediated by changes in serotonin and dopamine levels due to MAO inhibition, which you usually see that, right, on a lot of drugs and supplements, MAO warnings. There are more than 20 species of rhodiola, but only Rhodiola rosea contains what are thought to be the three active rosevin compounds, rosevin, rosin, and roserin. So just some background on its use. In Russia and Scandinavia, rhodiola has been used for centuries to cope with cold climates, stressful life conditions, these sort of things. The qualities were also shown, those same qualities were also shown in laboratory models of rats in which rhodiola prevented stress-induced changes in appetite, physical activity, and weight gain. Rhodiola is, like a lot of adaptogens, you do need to look for the really high-quality stuff. I'm unclear whether or not Sabinsa makes one, but I can give a few options here. SmartPowders.com sells 100 grams of bulk rhodiola, standardized for 3-4% rosevins, for just $9. The bulk powder, though, is very hygroscopic, meaning it clumps easily, and it is some nasty stuff to get down. So your best bet here, in my opinion, is a Gero's formula, product by Gero. Rhodiola Rosea 500 is the name of the product. 60 caps, standardized for 5% rosevins, for a shade over $14. I get mine at Smart Powders. You will find rhodiola extract standardized up to as high as 15% rosevins, but going that high usually elicits headaches and grogginess in many. I see 5% rosevins as the sweet spot and would recommend one 500 milligram cap per day as a starting point for your solution. You don't want to go too heavy on the stuff because it will zonk you. So I'm hoping that helps.
I got to tell you something. I've been experimenting with Selank. We talked about it on our last Blueprint Power Hour. Remember?
Yeah, you sound a lot calmer and more in control.
I got to be honest with you. It's amazing that the effects are felt immediate. They're very similar to what you just described. It increases monoamine production, which then balances serotonin and dopamine in the brain. It makes you feel just very relaxed, but not lethargic. It's not like something that interacts with the GABA receptor where you feel kind of sedated or even woozy or just not yourself. You feel yourself, but
wow.
You actually feel the tension in your body literally wash away. On my first injection of 1.5 milligrams, within 30 seconds, I just had this sensation like there was something going on in my body, and all of a sudden it was gone. Like an awareness. I had an awareness that I had this whole, my whole body became relaxed.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine how helpful that would be to, you know, given the incidence of anxiety?
And then I took 1 milligram before training this morning just to see, you know, what that would be like. I'll tell you something else. My vision is clearer today. Things look sharper. Keep in mind that Celanc also increases BDNF, it's a nootropic factor. It increases the production of new neurons in the brain. So not only does it have an acute effect, but it should have a long-term effect as well of improving brain function.
That's fantastic. It's legal too, right?
Well, you know, it's a research peptide, and
That's so right.
I'm doing research.
Right.
But, you know, I've heard as high a dose as 2 to 3 milligrams. I started out with 1.5 yesterday. I felt fantastic. I did 1 before training this morning. And keep in mind, I trained like an animal. So it's not like taking GABA or something that makes you feel washed out and, by the way, relaxed. I'm just, I don't know how to, I just don't have the angst that I normally have in my body that I didn't realize I had until I took the shot and it went away.
That's terrific. Man.
Yeah, yeah. So I think people should really look at it. It's and you can get it at Southern Research Companies. They've got a 10 milligram vial for the price of other people's fives. So
your lab animals will thank you.
Yes, yes. There you go. Okay. Let's go ahead and do this. Let's take the next break early so we can come back and read Greg Thompson's question. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Later in the show, we will have Brooks Kubik on talking about the most transformative sport in the world. What is it? In light of what's going on in the Olympics, we're going to talk about that. Stay tuned.
Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSups.com. MrSups.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSups.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSups.com on hardcore bare legal pro hormones, because MrSups.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSups.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSups.com. That's MrSups.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices. Due to popular demand, LG Sciences has brought back the Trifecta Pack and made the most hardcore muscle-building, strength-gaining stack of anabolic pro hormones even better. Now it includes Methyl-1D plus 5-alpha Hydroxy for greater strength gains and aggression. MMV, 3 Master Draw, reborn now with Epiandrostain, and round it all off with Formadrol with nettle extract for improved PCT. And all of this in a new highly bioavailable liquid delivery system that outperforms pills by up to 250%. But hurry, this is a limited time offer. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about LG Science's new Trifecta Pack today.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon. soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Rob, I'm watching Wade Johnson on YouTube. His last squat session, his last squat was 840 pounds. And, you know, he did it pretty, he didn't look like he struggled with it at all.
Wasn't his goal to squat 800?
This time around, yeah, he's already passed it. So interestingly enough, but it's so annoying to me, and I know I'm going to tell Wade this next time we're on the air. That damn bar is so crooked. It's like the right side of the bar, and I've asked him about this. He says he's always squatted that way. The right side of the bar is down lower than the left side. It's like the bar isn't straight on his back. But that's the way he squats.
It's because he bends them all, brother.
Maybe that's what it is. Okay, that's probably what it is. All right, let's get on with the next question. We have Greg Thompson here. I'm sorry, Thompson, no P. My hips are so inflexible. This is me too, by the way. This is going to be a good question for me. My hips are so inflexible, and it affects my squat. I can't get deep without my pelvis being pulled forward, so it rounds my back if I go below parallel. My lower back kills afterwards too, especially when deadlifting. Are there any effective hip flexibility drills I should do to improve my general hip mobility?
Okay, this is a great question. I'm hearing from a lot of guys with the same issue. So here we go. Improving hip flexibility and mobility is best accomplished via dynamic stretching, in my opinion. And there are two stretches in particular that I recommend. First up is the groin stretch. And this requires a stability ball, but it's well worth it. Here's how to go about it. If you stand and place your left knee on top of the ball, that's step one. Then place your hands on your hips and roll the ball slowly to the left, keeping your right foot in place until you feel a gentle stretch through the inside of your left thigh. Return to the starting position and then repeat. Then, of course, perform the exercise with your right leg. If you do have trouble keeping your balance, just place a chair in front of you and hold on to it. It makes it easier. Two sets of 10 to 15 reps is about right. The other stretch is the hip flexor stretch. This is much like its static exercise cousin, but you execute the stretch and return to the starting position repeatedly. So here's how to go about it. If you kneel on one knee with your opposite foot flat on the floor in front of your body, then shift your weight forward until you feel the tension through the hip flexors on your back leg. Shift back to the starting position and repeat for at least 10 seconds. Perform that exercise, of course, for both knees, both legs, with, again, about 10 to 15 such repetitions. In practice, I find the best way to go about it is to superset those two exercises, meaning you do the groin stretch first, immediately into the hip flexor stretch. Rest 5 minutes between supersets and then repeat. I'd be real interested in hearing back from you, Greg, after putting those tips into practice, because I've seen it help a lot of guys. I know I'm not prone to such issues, but occasionally, you know, we all wake up that way, and that's how I work it out of me.
Okay. Actually, the next couple few questions are actually from Richard Patterson, okay? The first one says, Rob, any comments about often missed elements in blood tests that might indicate overtraining or the need for nutritional supplementation, including adjustments, including supplementation? You may have hit on this in the blueprint. I need to review it, and I know we should watch our blood sugar.
Yeah. With respect to those blood tests, there are two big ones that are often overlooked: your free testosterone to cortisol ratio and levels of interleukin-6, or IL-6, which is the primary biomarker that causes chronic inflammation in the body, and it's important to make the distinction between acute and chronic inflammation. With respect to testosterone levels, everybody wants to know theirs, except Wade Johnson, ironically
right.
enough. The error in thinking here is that high test levels are the end game. They're not. They mean very little if that test isn't biologically active, meaning testosterone that is not bound by serum hormone binding globulin. It means even less when it's accompanied by chronically high cortisol levels. It's therefore the ratio of free testosterone to cortisol that's important and what you should strive to determine when ordering up your lab work. That can be a difficult conversation with the endocrinologist, but they should be able to help you. Interleukin 6, on the other hand, dictates the transition from acute to chronic inflammation by changing the nature of leukocyte infiltration. You'll see that over and over in the literature. And it exerts a stimulatory effect on cells that favor chronic inflammatory responses. So given chronic inflammation underlies so many disease states, it pays to know your number. Supplements that may help here include, for free testosterone, stinging nettle root, a.k.a. Uridica diosia, or I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. But you want to look for one that's standardized for the active ingredient 3,4-divanyl tetrahydrofuran. And that's a mouthful, but it's usually abbreviated as 3,4-divanyl. Alternatively, the Longjax brand or otherwise a very high-quality Uricoma longifolia will also improve the amount of free testosterone in circulation. Now, in terms of lowering IL-6, both trimethylglycine and arachidonic acid will help. In fact, one study done at Baylor University found much lower levels of IL-6 in those using arachidonic acid versus placebo. That was discussed in a prior episode about X-Factor Advanced. Interestingly enough, there's also some evidence that cayenne may also lower IL-6 and other markers of inflammation in the body. Hmm. So as a low-cost alternative, and given its other known benefits, it's certainly worth exploring.
Cool. Okay, he said, one more question on this one. Well, another question. Mass Pro Synthogen's amino acid complex with BCAA is such that we should take MPS near the same time as taking BCAAs? If so, after taking MPS, it means mass pro synthogen, how long would we wait before taking BCAAs?
Yeah, it's a question I'm getting a lot. The short answer is it's best to take synthogen at least 10 to 15 minutes away from other amino acids and proteins. The precise ratio of amino acids in synthogen is designed to elicit a rapid and sustained rise in protein synthesis. While I cannot honestly tell you that we've measured the effect of co-ingesting other amino acids, what is known is that the various other ratios that I worked through were not as effective. Therefore, I think it makes sense to play it safe and just keep your dosing 10 to 15 minutes apart.
Yeah. And actually, this question came in from Richard Patterson afterwards. He said, can you talk about what to do with wrist straps? I could not figure out how to use the ones I bought.
This is a great question because you'd think it's a simple exercise in using these, but it's really not. I see a lot of guys using them on exercises where they're not necessary or worse than that. They're wrapping wrong, and it's causing some torque issues.
So I know. You know what's funny? A good friend of mine, the first time I saw him lifting, he was wrapping the straps backwards so that they would naturally unroll instead of the opposite direction against your hands.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Personally, I use a pair of black Harbingers.
Harbingers, yeah. That's what I used to use, too.
They're very, you don't want to go cheap here, guys. Don't get the cloth ones that look like they're made out of paper.
Canvas,
mache.
Yeah, right.
You know, buy the good stuff. It's going to last you a good long while. You only want to use wrist straps, in my opinion, on exercises like things like rack pulls, deadlifts, if you're not competing, or any other exercise where your grip is the limiting factor. And let's face it, when you're pulling and you're rowing, if you're doing it, you know, with any amount of meaningful amount of weight, your grip will, usually give out, you know, far faster than your back muscles, which are a lot more powerful. It is important to wrap those wrist straps as close to the palm as possible, given even a tiny amount of slack in that wrist strap will result in an uneven seesaw-like lift that can result in one side of the body pulling, in other words, torquing, you know, twisting, more than the other. That sets you up for a high risk of having a subluxation, which is a fancy way of saying one of your vertebrae is going to rotate either clockwise or counterclockwise just a few centimeters, and that's all it takes to experience a world of back pain, and you don't want to go there. So I hope that helps. You know, wrist straps, in my opinion, they're a tool, and they need to be used intelligently, and that usually means, you know, don't let your grip be the limiting factor. Use those to generate the maximum amount of overload on your pulling and your rowing movements. You will be pleasantly surprised at the growth, much more growth, as opposed to not using them.
You know, I used wrist straps for years. And quite frankly, my grip was the limiting factor on my deadlift. And then one day I just decided I wasn't going to use them. Well, first I kind of weaned myself off of them. What I did was I used them only on the heaviest lifts so that my forearms were getting more work. I would recommend that if you're using wrist straps, don't use them until the lifts where you are really challenging your body. Let your forearms get some work out of this, because there will come a time where you will want to be able to row or deadlift without wrist straps on.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You really need to. You got to get to the point where I would use wrist straps the much in the same way you use a crutch. The objective is not to go around with a crutch for the rest of your life. It's till things kind of work their way out. I would use wrist straps with the objective that you do want to eventually be able to do those movements without wrist straps.
Yeah. Now, I'll give you one on the other side of the coin. I'll give you one example where I think they're appropriate, and I'll use it as my personal example. I'm a big fan of the top range rack pull, and this is very simply loading a barbell at about waist height, loading that sucker up with Wade Johnson type weight, and pulling just, you know, the top inch or so of it to where your body is forced to contract more muscle tissue simultaneously than it is in virtually any other movement. Now, what I can tell you with precision is that I can do that without wrist straps up to about 600 pounds, maybe a little bit more with chalk. However, when I use my Harbinger wrist straps, and I'm, you know, got them on right, I can pull over 900. So let's do the math on the overload on your musculature. 600 versus 900.
Right.
It's a big, and then start multiplying that by reps if you can do them.
Yeah.
You know, I'm no longer a competitive power lifter, which means I don't have to worry about grip issues slipping on my deadlift. I never even had to when I was. If you're concerned about extra grip work or your grip work slipping, then do extra grip work. But if you're concerned with just muscle growth and overloading the muscle, use those wrist straps where they're going to do you the most good. And that's top range rack pull would be one of many examples.
Okay. And we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to do the blueprint tip of the day. Has the FDA poisoned you with mercury? Yes, they have. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar. Lansing Barbana ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a four-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. 4-Max changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old four-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get 4-Max. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 4-Max banner ad today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay, are you ready?
Operator.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Would you like to try Mass Pro Synthogen? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Mass Pro Synthogen banner ad. Would you like to learn more of what all the rage is about, the blueprint? Well, go to Superhuman Radio and click the blueprint banner ad. Rob Regish gives a lot on this show. Give something back by patronizing him. That's all I say. Okay, let's go.
All right. The topic, the tip of the day, has the FDA poisoned you with mercury? This is a big one because a lot of people, I'm going to guess north of, 60%, this is going to apply to, and it may or may not be something that you're aware of. First thing I'm going to do is give props to Matt Ehrman, one of the greatest minds that the Blueprint has attracted, because he has done some fantastic work self-diagnosing his own mercury poisoning and, in fact, curing himself. So a lot of this information was culled from phone discussions with him, as well as, resources that he sought out on his own to improve his health, really save himself. So here's the problem. Many of us have mercury fillings, which the FDA and the ADA, the American Dental Association, knew long ago were poisoning you. Consider this. Mercury is the second most toxic element known to man, the first being radioactive plutonium. That stuff they use in nuclear weapons. There's a reason why nobody's doing mercury shots in the bars these days.
You just got real low, Rob.
Yeah, I'm okay. Sorry. It is sneaky insofar as it is both odorless and tasteless. So you aren't necessarily going to be aware what's happening. Given your body can't get rid of mercury, it accumulates in greater and greater amounts over time.
I got to jump in here just for a second.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry to derail you, brother.
Your body can
eliminate mercury.
But.
Go ahead.
Well, go ahead.
Well, it requires selenium. Selenium methylates mercury and allows the liver to get it out. So you've got to have adequate selenium in your diet and this is especially true of people who work in the dental industry. But go ahead. I'm sorry. There you go.
It's a fair point, and we'll touch on it
okay.
a little bit more later. But it's worth mentioning that both the FDA and the ADA admitted under penalty of perjury in a court of law that they knowingly allowed children to be poisoned with this stuff. The ADA also happens to own the patent on mercury fillings. So they make money, folks, every time it's used. In fact, the ADA advised dentists anyone found recommending against mercury fillings would be kicked out of the ADA and banned from practice. So once again, it gets back to money. The FDA chose profits over their alleged reason for being, which is allegedly protecting the public's health.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about the damage excess mercury does. Excess mercury depletes your body of sulfur, which in turn depletes your body of glutathione, which I think I said properly this time.
Yeah, there you go.
See,
Good job.
And glutathione is your body's most prolific endogenous antioxidant. Mercury is stored in this excess is stored in your internal organs, your brain, but in particular, body fat. It also prevents zinc and magnesium from being absorbed by the body. Copper levels tend to elevate, and as a result, estrogen skyrockets. Too much mercury in men results in very low zinc. Even if you're taking a very high bioavailable form of zinc, like zinc picolinate, zinc aspirate, etc., and it will prevent what little zinc is around from binding to receptor sites. Now, given zinc is crucial to testosterone production, you wind up with the following: low test, high estrogen, and a host of other problems. It also inhibits the conversion of T3 into the biologically active form of thyroid, T4. The final insult is impaired fat loss, given the body tries to protect itself from further mercury poisoning by preventing fat cell oxidation, which would release more mercury into your bloodstream. That's the bad news. Let's talk about the fix. If you have mercury fillings, you want those replaced with a composite resin, which does not include BPA, which is a known xenoestrogen. You'll also want this procedure done by what's known as a holistic dentist specializing in such, given he or she will be able to do so without exposing you to dangerously high levels of mercury vapors that are released during the extraction process. After that's done, a follow-up course of an over-the-counter product known as PCA, or peptide clathrating agent, will help in removing any remaining mercury from your body. It'll also remove a lot of other heavy metals. The product you're looking for is PCA, P as in Paul, C as in Charlie, A as in Apple, made by Maxim Laboratories, and that's M-A-X-A-M, available online, and no, I don't get anything for this, MaximLabs.com, M-A-X-A-M, labs.com. That product has a 15-year track record of both safety and efficacy. 4 to 8 sprays a day for a month or two in most people, depending upon how much mercury they have, will rid your body of any remaining mercury. Let's talk then about why you might want to consider doing this, meaning the benefits. A lot of people with mercury, high mercury levels, have issues with energy. Your energy levels will likely be much, much better because high mercury levels disrupt cellular energy production. Also, if you've had issues with eye, muscular, and other twitching problems, they'll likely subside or completely disappear. Psoriasis and other skin disorders is another symptom, and those will likely resolve. Finally, and I think this is probably what most people might be interested in, fat loss becomes much easier, and your health is going to greatly improve. Folks, this is one tip that's really worth looking into, as once again, the FDA and the ADA has sold us down the river in another attempt to line their own pockets. You need to know this not only for yourself, but for your children.
Okay.
Because God knows the dentists aren't going to tell
them. This is really good information. And actually, we did a show on amalgam fillings a couple years ago. And I had a doctor on. He was a dentist who has broken ranks and started talking about amalgam fillings. And you're right. They threatened the ADA threatened to pull his license. There's something else you can do. First of all, if you even find a holistic dentist, you should never, ever get all of your amalgams removed in one shot. You should do one or two teeth at a time. They usually do them with a special machine that is a vacuum. They put an oral dam in your mouth so nothing can go down your throat. And they use an extraction process that includes a vacuum that sucks so hard that it pulls the particles of filling plus the gases out into a hazmat. Yeah, into a hazmat bag. Now,
right, and that should tell you everything you need to know. Right,
yeah,
yeah.
You know, we've talked about this on the show so many times. Think about it. When I was a kid, if you brought a thermometer to school that had mercury in it and then you broke it and like you played with it, you know, nobody cared, right? They were like, hey, stop. Today, if you did that, they closed the school down, and hazmat has to come in and clean that little dribble of mercury up. That's how toxic it is. Meanwhile, we have it in our mouth. With that being said, what you can start doing right this second is eating 3 to 4 Brazil nuts a day. Because what happens is selenium bonds to mercury and methylates it. And then it allows the liver to pull it out through the methylation process. You can get all the mercury out of your body. Well, you can't get all the mercury out of your body because you're constantly being infused with more. It's in the atmosphere. We're attracting it constantly, aside from the fact that it's in your mouth. But selenium plays a large role into eliminating mercury from the body as well as a product like PCP. PCP or what is it? No, what did you say it was? Yeah, PCA. PCP was what we took when we were kids in high school. I'm sorry. And that actually had mercury in it, and the mercury was good. it made the trip more interesting.
But
anyway, okay. So the other thing I wanted to mention, it doesn't matter. Anyway, but that's a really great point you bring up. And the truth of the matter is, most people have some form of mercury in their mouth. There's mercury in red lipstick. That's the other thing. Women who wear red lipstick, you got to be careful. They use mercury in lipstick. And back in the day, just to give, we talk about the medical orthodoxy all the time on the show. And the pharmaceutical drugs they give today that are hurting people. But the medical orthodoxy has had a history of doing this. Do you know back in the 1800s, they used to give people mercury as a medication for different ailments?
Wonderful, man.
Oh, man. That's why you never, ever take anything your doctor tells you to take. You go and tell him what you want to take. All right, so listen. This has been another great Blueprint Power Hour put together by Rob Regish. Rob Regish is a sponsor on the show. He markets the Blueprint. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad to learn more. And also Mass Pro Synthogen, which gets nothing but positive reviews from everybody who uses it. Even the skeptics like it. And you can learn more about that, again, at Superhuman Radio. Click the Mass Pro banner ad. Rob Regish, thank you for contributing to the show today, brother.
Thank you, and say hi to Brooks for me. I continue to pull nothing but just great nuggets of information out of his books. Highly, highly recommended. I mean, the guy is just a wealth of information, so listen closely.
Yes, and he will be on next, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. No other pep
peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com.
Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSups.com. MrSups.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSups.com can deliver the goods. And no one beats MrSups.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones because MrSups.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSups.com today and compare for yourself. You won't. Don't be disappointed. MrSups.com. That's MrSups.com. Cutting edge products at wholesale prices. Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-day beach body challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
One, two, three, go! One, two.
Pay attention, boy. Dance, dance. Roll up, we'll show you how to move it. Put your back into it. Like it ain't nothing to it.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. The most interesting guests, the best topics, and the best mashup music you'll find anywhere in the world. Before we get to Brooks Cubic, just a reminder, Age Force has introduced the new B-Complex patch. It is the most advanced B-Complex supplement, period, bar none, on the market today. It includes hydroxy B12. It includes the methyl versions of B6 and folate. This is an amazing patch. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Age Force banner ad, and take advantage of a buy one, get one free, only available to Superhuman Radio listeners. The keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Cubic, how are you?
Carl, I'm great. How are you doing?
Fantastic. And this is a wonderful time, the Olympics, right?
Absolutely. Everyone loves the Olympics, and we're right in the middle. It's been a great Olympics, and very exciting.
But I got to ask you a question, and I got to say that I'm embarrassed about the answer as well. Have you had a chance to watch the weightlifting events?
No.
Okay, neither have I. And I have a darn TiVo. And there was no excuse. I forgot to tape it. But do you know when the weightlifting events are here on the East Coast, what time they are on?
Like 1, 1.30 in the morning?
1.30, 2.30, 3.30 in the morning.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, which means that that's early in the morning there because they're 7 hours ahead. So, you know, it's like, you know, 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m. in the morning there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's clearly not prime time. I think the only sport in that is relegated to the tail end of this whole thing to a greater degree than weightlifting is during the Winter Olympics. It's that skiing and shooting event where they ski for like 3 miles and they stop and shoot a target and they ski for 3 miles and they stop. You know what I'm talking about?
The biathlon, I think.
There you go. Okay. Huh. But the reason I'm frustrated about this is because the Olympics found its genesis in strength and weightlifting. That's what the Olympics was back in the day. It wasn't just about running. It was the strong people were the ones that were heralded at the Olympics in the Greek days.
Well, not only in ancient Greece, but in the modern Olympics, weightlifting has always been a part of the Olympic Games and an important part. People have always been very interested in seeing who is the strongest athlete.
But why aren't they anymore? What happened? Why doesn't everybody care about strength anymore? I don't even think anybody knows who the athletes were this year. I mean, we remember, you know, back in the day, the Russians, you know what I mean? Because they were dominating. Alexeyev, we remember them because they were like gods. But who are they today? I don't even know.
Well, people in the United States don't know about Olympic weightlifting, are not interested by and large, and don't care. And, of course, the media goes with what sells, and the media goes with where can I sell advertising dollars and so on. And if they think a sport is not going to sell, then they don't do anything to push that sport. And in the United States right now, we have a very small presence on the international stage. We don't have any medal winners. We had three athletes compete in the Olympic Games in weightlifting. And, you know, the media and the people who buy the advertising time believe that, you know, rightly or wrongly, that an American audience is not going to be interested in watching athletes from other countries win medals in the Olympics, particularly if it's in a sport that that isn't pushed in the United States and people don't understand the sport. So, and it's as simple as all that. It could change if you simply had someone in the media who said this is a sport that we can make exciting, we can bring it to the audience, they'll love it, and make that happen. It happened once before. It happened when Vasily Alexeyev, the Russian super heavyweight champion, clean and jerked 500 pounds, first man in history to clean and jerk 500 pounds, which happened at the World Weightlifting Championships in Columbus, Ohio. And so we had lots of American media interest. We had an American, Ken Patera, Joe Dubay, American lifters who were, you know, up there fighting for medals, and the media was all over it.
What year was that?
That was 1970.
Do you remember Saturday Night Live with Phil Hartman doing a parody on that event?
No, I don't.
Phil Hartman has been dead for a long time, but he was a fantastic comedian. His mistake was marrying Bryn Hartman, who killed him while he was asleep. Other than that, he did a parody of Alexeyev down, you know, he had him, he was already down in the crouched position getting ready to do the clean and jerk. And when he stands up, his arms come off at the shoulders and there's blood pumping out of his shoulders and the arms are still attached to the bar. He screams, and he comes up and his arms just come off. It was hilarious. You had to see it. It's probably on YouTube someplace. If you Google, Phil Hartman, Saturday Night Live, Olympic weightlifting event. I bet you money you'll find it. It's a gas. It's hilarious.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's an example of how, you know, weightlifting.
Yeah, made it into mainstream media.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, everybody got the joke. And it's changed. The interesting thing is that weightlifting is starting to make a comeback in the United States.
Is it really?
It really is.
So so next Olympics, you think we're going to see some American competitors worth their salt?
Well, you know, we had three good competitors in this year. If we do increasingly better in the World Championships, the Pan Ams. You see, you have to get qualifying spots for the Olympics. Every country has only a certain number of spots. You can't send somebody in every weight class. You only get a certain number of spots, and so you pick and choose who you're going to send. So during the years between the Olympic Games, those are very important years because that's what establishes the spots, the number of spots, or the number of people who can compete for you in the Olympics. Okay, so the next couple of years are going to be very, very important. You win slots by placing at the World Championships, both individually and on a team basis, and the same thing for the Pan American Championships. And if U.S. weightlifting really works hard and really pushes forward, we should have more athletes in the Olympic Games in 2016. And, you know, hopefully we'll have some media interest and get things pushing forward and get things happening. Two things. One real quick thing. I think that we've got a world championship that is in the United States. I think in Houston, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Let me double check that while I'm
well,
thinking
about that. Why don't we do this? Why don't we take our break?
Okay.
Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, you have the answer to that. And we're going to talk more about this phenomenon that's going on right now. Maybe a renaissance for weightlifting. And I hope so, because we live in the most obese country in the world and more people need to lift weights. We're talking with Brooks Kubik this hour, keeper of the flame of physical culture. Visit his website, Brooks Kubik, KUBIK.com. We'll be right back. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, hosts. It's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Build muscle. Burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Brooks Kubik. Right now we're talking about the Olympics and weightlifting. What used to be the focal point of the Olympics has really been relegated to someplace at the end for some reason, here, at least here in the United States. Not so in other countries. Tell me about Kazakhstan, by the way, isn't Borat the president of Kazakhstan?
In his dreams. In his dreams. Let me bounce back real quickly. The 2015 World Weightlifting Championships will be held in Houston, Texas.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah. And with the Olympics in 2016, that means that 2015 is the year that everybody works really, really hard to try to qualify as many athletes as possible. So it will be a great world championship. And that's 2015, Houston, Texas. If you go to the teamusa.org website for Team USA Weightlifting,
right,
you can find this information. I just put it up on my Facebook page. And, Carl, if you share it from go to my Facebook page and share it, everyone can see it.
Okay, I will do it.
But, I mean, you know, that's huge, and hopefully that will really, help push and promote weightlifting in the United States. But in other countries, weightlifting has always been, you know, one of the favored and favorite sports. It's very easy to understand. It goes to a primal instinct in human beings, strength. Who is the strongest? Well, you know, there's different ways to prove it, but one way to prove who is the strongest is with a barbell.
Yeah.
And you start putting plates on the barbell, and you work up until only one person can lift the weight, and that person's the winner. And, you know, it's a pretty simple sport, but endlessly fascinating and complex within that simplicity. Now, you asked about Kazakhstan, and I have on the Dinosaur Training blog, you can find it on my website, brookskubik.com, or just search for the Dinosaur Training blog and pick it up. Yesterday's post and today's post talked about the weightlifting team in the Olympics from Kazakhstan. And it's an incredible story. Kazakhstan has a population of 16.6 million people. Very large country in terms of land mass, huge country in Central Asia and Europe. I think it's the ninth largest country in terms of land mass in the world. 16.6 million, not very high in terms of population. That puts it around 63rd, 65th, 66th in terms of total population.
Right.
4 Olympic gold medals in weightlifting. And by the way, they won 2 other golds. One, I believe, was in the triple jump, and the other was in a cycling event. And then they won a bronze. So, you know, 6 gold medals for a country with a population of 16.6 million is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing to me is that weightlifting is a sport that brings parity between huge countries like, you know, Russia, the United States, countries that can put a lot of money and resources into weightlifting or any other sport, and smaller countries. Because if you look at the medal winners in this Olympics, you've got a medal, you know, you've got the medals showering down on countries across the globe, including very small countries and including large countries with large populations such as Russia and China. But Kazakhstan, with a population of 16.6 million, has won 4 Olympic gold medals. And I mean, this demonstrates that weightlifting is a sport that any country can implement. And not only any country, but any school or any person. And you can see that if you take a look. If you go to my blog, today's post talks about what I call the fortress of strength. And the fortress of strength is where the Kazakhstani Olympic weightlifting team trains.
That's what they call it the fortress of strength.
No, they don't. That's what I call it.
Oh, because it's hardly a fortress of strength, right? I mean, it's as far as the fancy buildings that most athletes train in today.
Oh no, I'm joking when I call it the fortress of strength. I mean, that's a play on Superman's Fortress of Solitude.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
Okay, because it's just about as remote. It is out in the hills above Tekeli. And Tekeli is a town that was founded solely because they discovered precious minerals in the mountains. It was incorporated in 1952. The total population is 27,016. And the 16 are 12 weightlifters and 4 coaches. They live at this training center, which has been described as a remote sanitarium. Okay? And there are several photos of it on the web. I've got a link to one of them. Picture a long, narrow room with a wooden floor that looks like the floor of a basketball court. And the walls are painted some kind of ugly, pale white and beige color, not very pyrotechnic. The entryway is unfinished. And for lighting, they have electric light bulbs hanging on black wires from the ceiling. Okay? I mean, you know, this is sort of like, you know, some of those old-school, hardcore, inner-city boxing gyms.
Right.
You know, the kind that were just, you know, really, really rugged and tough as nails. And the fighters from them were really rugged and tough as nails.
Right.
You know, it's the same sort of thing. And the gym consists of what appear to be 8 to 10 wooden lifting platforms, which are simply wood laid over the floor, a couple inches thick of wood, rubber matting on the side so that when you drop the Olympic barbells after a lift, they land on the rubber matting and the wooden platform and they don't break anything. Okay, I don't know if they're homemade or not. They could be homemade. I've got a homemade lifting platform in my garage, made it out of plywood. This looks about the same. Okay, mine cost about $100. And theirs probably don't cost very much more. Each platform has an Olympic barbell. Between the platforms, they have some racks so that you can put your barbell plates. I'm sure they have squat stands somewhere, not power racks, but portable squat stands that you move on to the lifting platform.
And they have the collar that you crank them and it goes up and down so you can adjust the height?
No, you adjust it by hand.
That's what I mean. Don't you turn the collar on it to adjust it?
Well,
it's kind of like a microphone stand, except with a V in the top where you can rest the bar, right?
Okay, I see what you're saying. Could be. I mean, there's different ways to make squat stands, but the point is, it's not a monolift. It's not a power rack. It's simple squat stands that you put on the rack, you use, and then you take them off. You know, so those aren't very expensive, and they've got 2 rows of these platforms, and, you know, as I say, they've got probably 8, 10, maybe 12 in there because they have 12 athletes. I don't know. But it's not a very big facility. The platforms look to be about 3 to 5 feet apart. Okay, so it's not a big space. And the lifters, when they're not lifting, they sit on these narrow wooden benches at the back of the platform. The walls have windows, and so you can see that the building is right next to what appears to be a forest. There's all these green trees and bushes and shrubs and things right next to the building. So it's literally built right in a forest in the mountains. And that's where they train. And that's what they train with. Now, if you add up the cost of that, you know, an Olympic barbell set, highest quality in the world would run you from $1,200 to $2,000. Your lifting platform, as I said, if you buy a commercial platform, you might be looking at $800 to $1,000. If you make it yourself, it's $100 or $200 worth of materials. Squat stands, a couple hundred bucks. So do the math. You know, you're looking at a training facility for one of the most elite weightlifting teams in the entire world. Four Olympic gold medals. And if you've got 10 platforms, that's 10 barbells. Call that $15,000 to $20,000. The platforms are going to be another $5,000 to $10,000, unless they make them themselves, in which case it's less. Squat stands, one for each platform, is going to be about another $1,500 to $2,000. And that's the cost of the whole training facility. Now, if you wanted to have Kazakhstan become dominant in swimming, for example, what would the cost of building
a pool?
A pool.
Maintaining a pool.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, wow, now you're talking bucks.
Yeah, it's like incredible. And you know, we've talked about this before. This is a point that people in the United States need to understand. Health and fitness is not expensive.
Right.
What's expensive is illness. What's expensive is obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure. Children who have health problems that used to not happen until people were near the end of their lives, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, are now, you know, the health problems that 12-year-olds have.
Right.
And that's criminal. That is absolutely insane that we have allowed our society to get so out of whack, so unbalanced, that kind of thing is happening. And there are some answers. You know, you've got answers on the show every day. I've got answers on my blog. I've got answers in my books and courses. Other people who are working in the industry have the answers. And, you know, I just hope that people are listening. Because you can implement weightlifting, weight training in schools on a shoestring budget.
But you know what the problem is?
What?
The problem is that at least here in the United States, and we've got listeners all over the globe, at least here in the United States, we have become burdened by a litigious system that looks to exploit every opportunity to get money from someone else. You're never going to see weightlifting in schools again, unless it's in maybe in high school, you'll see some of it, and definitely in college. But in the lower grades, where the kids need it just as much and they should be indoctrinated at a younger age, you're not going to see it. Because some child will twist an ankle, you know, doing a power clean or something. And go home, and that child's mommy, and I'm using that word specifically, will come to that school and tell them that they're being reckless with her son. And next thing you know, there will be a lawsuit. And then it goes, oh, get rid of all, you know, we have gyms that don't want saunas because it increases a cost to their insurance. We have schools that don't want pools. Because they're afraid of the liability if a child drowns or even almost drowns and what that will happen. You really see kids lifting weight over their head in a school environment with the number of parents who are looking to cash in on anybody who does anything remotely wrong to their child?
Well, and that's the same problem for not having playgrounds in parks.
Yeah.
And
monkey,
all remember
the monkey bars we had when
sure.
we were kids? Nowadays, they can't build them anymore because they're afraid if a kid breaks. Everybody I know, including myself, hit their chin on that monkey bar and split their chin open.
Yeah, and live to tell about it.
Yes. Now, today, that becomes a reason to get rid of the monkey bars. Oh, we've had so many kids split their chins open, we have to get rid of the monkey bars. Now, kids don't even know how to climb at all.
Okay. Well, let me throw something out there, then. It is a question of society's will and what society wants. And here, you know, we're focusing on the United States in this part of the conversation, I guess, the litigious part of the conversation.
Right.
You know, do we want a country where we have rich doctors, rich executives at pharmaceutical companies, rich hospital administrators, and rich lawyers? Or do we want a country where the richness in the company is the richness of the health and fitness of our children? And the health and fitness of everyone as they move from childhood into adulthood. I mean, you know, these are choices that society can make. And it's a question of social will. A country can pull together and stand together, and a country can move forward incredibly fast and make all kinds of important and, some would argue, necessary changes very quickly. It's all a matter of will and willpower.
Well, the problem is that you have the majority of our country, and I can't speak for other people's countries, but you have
right.
the majority of our country of people who are ill-informed. They have bad information. And I mean, just look at the diet. Just look at nutrition. Just look at disease.
Sure.
All these things that are avoidable because of the diet, people just, they don't get it. And I don't see us getting schools to go, you know, if we started teaching 6th, 7th, and 8th graders weightlifting, there would be so many benefits to that, because some administrator will say, no way, not on my watch. We're not going to get sued here because some kid drops a barbell on the back of his head. And that can happen. And so, unfortunately, it's not going to happen for us. We have to take a break, Brooks.
Okay.
During the commercial break, please go visit brookscubic.com, BROOKSKUBIK.com. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Guess who's back?
Guess who's back?
Back again. Shady's back. Tell a friend.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharge immediately. Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSups.com. MrSups.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSups.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSups.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSups.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSups.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSups.com. That's MrSups.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about the these clean and delicious protein bars.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up, man.
Where you are, man?
My girl just caught me.
You made her catch you?
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Brooks Kubik, keeper of the flame of physical culture. Vince Napoli just posted on Facebook. He said, "We had weightlifting in high school back in the early 90s. I think they still do at my old high school. No injuries, nobody died. I think it's a great idea. More schools should have as part of their physical education." And do schools even have physical education anymore? It was my understanding that a lot of schools have done away, high schools have done away with PE.
Well, they have. And that is something that, again, you know, I'm talking about society has to have the will to do the right thing. And the right thing is educating our children, and the right thing is having physical education in school for children basically from kindergarten on up. I'm not talking about kindergarten kids doing push-ups and sit-ups. That'd be silly. But, you know, kids need to be outside. They need to play. They need to move. They need to run. They need to jump. They need to play games. And they need physical activity to help stimulate the mental activity. You know, the physical activity, you know, does far more than merely, you know, help the body. It helps the mind.
Right.
Helps you study. Helps you concentrate. And so that, you know, that's something that we need. But, you know, going back to the weightlifting, school administrators are dropping sports because sports are too expensive. You know, where, you know, talk, you know, again, take the swim team thing. How many high schools do you know that can afford a swimming pool and a swimming team?
Right.
I mean, there are some, but they're few and far between. And so unless you go to the rich high school for the rich kids in the rich town or the rich part of town, you're not going to have a chance to participate in swimming. And a lot of schools are cutting back on sports. They're eliminating, you know, in football, for example, everyone has a football team, although that's changing. Some schools are dropping football. But, you know, you used to have a varsity team, junior varsity, sophomore, freshman, if it was a four-year school. You know, and now often they just have one football team. And that's a cost-cutting measure that schools have implemented. Well, the thing about weightlifting, if you had weightlifting, and remember, weightlifting is an Olympic sport. It's not small potatoes. It's not a fringe activity. It is an Olympic sport.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So if you had weightlifting competition in between schools, that is a sport that you could implement that would have tremendous benefit to the participants and would be a lot safer for the participants than virtually any other sport. I mean the serious injury rate in weightlifting, you know, compare that to football, for example. It's like, you know, night and day. Weightlifting is just, you don't get concussions in weightlifting. You don't have these catastrophic injuries, you know, the broken necks and things that can happen in football. It's a very safe sport.
Right.
And by the way, talking about safe sports, everyone's going to say, well, if you don't want to play football, play soccer. Soccer's safe. Did you see the soccer player that hit the goalie in the face with her knee?
No, but I mean, soccer is not a safe sport, and there's a lot of evidence that getting hit in the head with the ball is traumatic to the brain over time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are all these sports that we have our kids playing that, you know, are basically concussion landmines or landfills waiting to happen, and weightlifting is not. Weightlifting is a very safe sport compared to contact sports, and it's just insane that we're not recognizing that.
Right.
But to go back to the financial point, again, you can set up the best gym for weightlifting in your city or your state or in the United States for less than you can set up virtually any other high school or university level sport.
Now, you feel that weightlifting also has an extrinsic value, that it's transformative. What do you mean by that?
Wow, that's a good word. And that word, I've got to give credit where credit is due. That comes from Artie Dreschler, the chairman of the board of USA Weightlifting, author of the Weightlifting Encyclopedia, and a former world record holder, former competitive lifter, and the coach of Lost Battalion Hall in New York City, which is one of the premier weightlifting clubs in the entire United States. Artie came up with the phrase transformative, and the way he uses it is the way I use it. Weightlifting as a sport will do more for your body than any other sport. I mean, all sports are good for you, but very few sports build a significant amount of muscle mass. Gymnastics is one, wrestling to some degree, football a little bit, but it's mainly from pushing the sled and doing the blocking and tackling drills. It's not really from playing the game. Sprinting, field events, you know, a little bit, but not much. That's why they all do supplemental weight training. But weightlifting, the sport of weightlifting, is a sport that actually builds muscle, builds a tremendous amount of muscle. And it builds enough muscle that it can literally, if you do it for a couple of years, or in some cases less than that, it can transform your body. You can gain 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 pounds of muscle. And if you don't think that's transformative, you know, go to the butcher's area at the grocery store, or go to a butcher shop, and take a look at what 40 or 50 or 60 one-pound packages of meat look like.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I mean, that's transformative.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what weightlifting does. The other thing, weightlifting makes you mentally tough. It is a tough, tough sport. You train hard. You may train with a team or you may train alone, but the point is it's you and the bar. There's no one else. No one else is helping. You know, you play soccer. Everyone, you know, I sound like I'm picking on soccer, and I don't mean to pick on soccer, but, you know, everybody likes team sports, you know, because we want little Johnny to learn social skills and to learn to play well with the other children. You know, you get grades, plays well with other children, does not play well with other children. You know, we want little Johnny to play well and, you know, practice good sportsmanship and you know, all these team sport values. But we've forgotten that there are also values in individual sports. And one of the values is you can't take it easy and allow your teammates to do the work for you. In soccer, you know, if some kid hasn't been doing all the running that he should be doing, and he's tired, and he's out of breath, and he doesn't really want to run up and down the field at top speed anymore, he can just dog it. He can just go at half speed or three-quarter speed for a while, and his teammates will pick up the slack. But you try to do that in an individual sport.
Right.
It doesn't happen that way. You know, weightlifting, it is You and the barbell.
Right.
And the barbell is not going to lift itself. It's,
right.
And you do it,
the barbell
or it ain't going
to
happen.
Well, more importantly, the barbell wants to win. You know, the question is, how badly do you want to win?
That's good.
The barbell wants to win. So
yeah.
Makes a big difference. We have to take our last commercial break. We're talking this hour with Brooks Cubic. If you're listening to Brooks for the very first time, please visit his website, BrooksCubic, KUBIK.com. He is the keeper of physical culture. He talks about when it all began, back in the day, the fathers of physical culture. And guess what, folks? The journey hasn't changed very much. There's a lot we can learn from looking at what was done before us. The word religion is comprised of the word relegate, to look back, to remember, and to embrace. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. Formex changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old 4-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get Formex. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Formex banner ad today. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Bye.
welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I was looking on the internet. Remember Sarah Robles, the one we talked about on the internet? She was trying to get 50,000 signatures to get Nike to sponsor her. Apparently, she finished seventh in her event, which apparently is notable, according to the articles that I read in the Chicago Times.
That was a really high placing for an American lifter. That was the highest placing of any American lifter. But there's a backstory there, and it's a pretty interesting one, and it ties into everything that I've been talking about as far as mental toughness, for example. Sarah set a personal record in the snatch. That's the first lift in competition.
Right.
Okay, so she sets a personal record, 264 pounds, in the snatch.
So in other words, just for people who don't know, the snatch, you go from the ground to overhead in like a second. You just grab the bar, you yank it so hard and work with its inertia that you end, it ends up over your head, and then you have to kind of catch it.
Yes.
264 pounds.
264 pounds from the lifting platform to overhead at arm's length in 1 second.
Holy mackerel. That's awesome.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's pretty good. And so here she is, first Olympic Games, and she finishes the snatch with a personal record. Okay, so that's really good. Next lift is the clean and jerk. She opens with 319 pounds.
Okay, now explain the clean and jerk for people who don't know what it is.
Okay. Clean and jerk is a two-part lift. You clean the bar by lifting it to your shoulders.
Right.
Pause very briefly, get set, and then you jerk it by driving it overhead with a combination of leg drive and arm push.
Right.
Okay? So again, this is a lift to the shoulders and then overhead, and, you know, it's, you generate more force, more power in a clean and jerk than in any other athletic movement. Incredible, requires incredible strength, explosive power, speed, just and sheer guts. Just
319 pounds she opened with. Did she do it successfully?
Well, now here's the point. This was a personal record. She had never lifted this much in competition before. And she opens with it. You get three attempts. And if you don't make, you know, if you don't make at least one of the three attempts, you don't score.
Right.
Okay. So most people start with something that they know they can do.
Right. They know they can handle, right?
She starts with something she's never lifted before. Gutsy.
Really gutsy.
And she missed it.
Yeah. I was afraid of that.
Okay. Now, she then goes back for a second try because you get three attempts.
So, but does she stay at the 319 or does she come down a little bit?
Yep, stays at 319. You can't go down.
Oh, once you open, you gotta that's your mark. That's it.
Yeah, once you open, you can go up, but you can't go down. So if you miss the first one, which you know should be your relatively easy lift, you're in trouble. And that's when, you know, the fear factor sets in, the panic factor sets
like,
in.
Yeah, like, oh, my God, what was I thinking? Why did I do this? You know.
Yeah, and you start second-guessing and doubting, and it's really, really difficult. Okay, so she tries again, and she misses. Okay, and now the whole Olympic dream comes down for Sarah Robles, comes down to one last attempt.
Okay, now did you happen to see this exhibition of her lifting, or you read it?
I didn't see this because it's been so difficult to see any coverage.
Yeah.
But I've read about it, and I'm going to post two photos on my Facebook page.
Okay.
And Carl, if you want, you can share them.
Yeah, I will.
If someone's not a Facebook friend with Brooks, they can still get them.
Right.
These come from Jim Schmitz, who's there in London. Jim Schmitz is a former coach of the U.S. weightlifting team, coaches out in San Francisco, runs clinics. If you live anywhere nearby and you want a chance to learn Olympic weightlifting, learn it from Jim Schmitz.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to post these. You will see her game on face.
For this last lift.
For the last lift. And it is, I'm talking about, man, she is ready to go to war.
Is this the one where she's bent forward and she's her mouth is open like she's screaming as she's launching the bar?
That's not the photo that I'm going to
show. Okay, because there's a photo of her in the Chicago Tribune or whatever it was that I looked at before. And she's down looking at the audience, and you can see she's yelling as she's starting to move the bar. And it's really, I mean, she looks like she's so intense.
Well, this is backstage as she's walking towards the platform for the final try. And her personal coach, Joe Misela, is right behind her. And that's an interesting story because USA Weightlifting paid for the personal coach for all three of its lifters to go to the Olympics. Okay? A lot of lifters have their own coach. You know, they train somewhere other than the Olympic Lifting Center in Colorado Springs. And so what USA Weightlifting did to try to give the athletes the best possible chance was not only send the USA head coach, but in addition, the personal lifters, the personal coaches, the ones that worked with the lifters
right.
every day, you know, and the ones that if there was, you know, if they needed that last little bit of encouragement, it's got to come from the person that works with you day to day.
Right.
Just got to. Okay. So you'll see Sarah, you'll see Joe Misela shouting encouragement to her, and she goes out and she makes this personal record on her third attempt.
She did it.
She did it. And she took seventh place.
Wow.
Which, you know, again, pretty gutsy, I would say.
That's awesome, man. That really is impressive. And then she's got to come home and face the reality of her life, living in her car, going to soup kitchens, and living on $400 a month. There's just something really, really wrong with that picture.
Well, there is, and she is starting to get a lot of support.
I hope so.
You know, there's been a lot of media attention focused on her situation and on, you know, weightlifting in general, because weightlifting is not a sport where you make a lot of money, at least in the United States. And you know, hopefully, good things will happen for Sarah. And you know, I know that a lot of listeners signed the petition urging Nike to sponsor her.
To just do it.
Yeah, to just do it. you know, and you know, hopefully it's going to move forward and be really good. But she had a really great Olympics and really, really gutsy.
Yeah.
And I'll post those photos. And as I said, Carl, you can share.
Yeah,
them
that
around.
Would be great. I'd love to see that. I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so in summary, Brooks, weightlifting is good for people. It's good for the country. And hopefully we will have an impressive group of weightlifters show up in Texas pretty soon.
Yeah, and, you know, hopefully people will start to understand that weightlifting is an intense, incredibly exciting sport to watch. I mean, you know, if you're watching someone go out and it's do or die on their last lift, and they've been training for this their whole life, I mean, the whole your whole life comes down through a prism of effort to that final lift. That it's a couple of seconds, and it's your whole life.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's exciting stuff.
Is there anything else in the Olympic events, any other sport that completes as quickly as weightlifting? You know, like in other words, I know that, you know, like a 100-meter run, you know, we know that that's pretty fast, but it's not like a snatch or a clean and jerk.
The only thing that's comparable, shot put, discus, hammer throw.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Javelin, I mean, something that just takes a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
You know, weightlifting, you train your entire life for literally seconds of effort. And that's why you want to make those seconds of effort count. because that's all you have to leave your mark on history.
Yeah.
And that's why it's such a great sport.
Brooks Kubik, keeper of the flame of physical culture. Go to Brooks Kubik, KUBIK.com today. Buy a book. In fact, right now, if you buy a book, you get a free CD. Isn't that right? No, not a free CD. You get a discount on a CD, The 7 Keys to Concentration. Is that correct?
If people purchase my new book, Dinosaur Dumbbell Training, during our pre-publication special, they get the opportunity to get a CD, seven Keys to Concentration, at a special discount price. And when we fill the orders for the book, we will include the CD, so there's no shipping charge for the CD. So it's a great deal.
Yeah, yeah, very good, very good. Go to brookskubik.com, KUBIK.com. Hey, Brooks, thanks for being on the show today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Take care. Bye.
I also want to thank Rob Regish for the first hour, the Blueprint Power Hour. Go to superhumanradio.com and check out the Blueprint banner ad to learn more about that. And then, of course, Rob's supplement that's getting all sorts of rave reviews on the internet, Mass Pro Synthogen. And remember, Age Force has a new vitamin B complex patch that includes all of the most advanced forms of B12, B6, and folic acid. So check that out right now. Superhuman Radio listeners get it. Buy one, get one free. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Glad to be back.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.